I could see for the first time that Jimmy was a nervous wreck. His mind was going in 8 different directions at once.
I think Maury tells his wife everything.
Maury, him?
That's when I knew Jimmy was gonna whack Maury. That's how it happens. That's how fast it takes for a guy to get whacked.
Oh, it's so sad. The following players have been waived by the Chicago Bears. Micah Baskerville, the linebacker. Dude, he picked off a bunch of passes, had a pick six, all of that. Anthony Heron, whatever, Micah Baskerville is gone. That seems that Noah Sewell has made the team, last year's draft pick. I can tell you that. Tight end Brendan Bates, stop me along the way as we chat about these people. It speaks and Ann Heron here on 670 The Score. Chris M at the top of the hour to give more context on all these names. Brendan Bates is cut. Theo Benedet, who entertained with Karaoke in the debut episode of Hard Knocks.
Very entertaining in that regard, especially the time he spent in his underwear in front of everyone.
But then he got hurt, so he was waived. Jake Curran, the offensive lineman, has been waived. Carl Jones Jr., the linebacker. Who had been impressive as well. Heard Brad Biggs talking about both Baskerville and Carl Jones Jr. as possible deserving players over Noah Sewell. But he makes the team. Leon Jones, the defensive back. Defensive lineman Jamri Croma. Cameron Lyons, the defensive lineman Deshaun Mallory, was waived.
Bolingbrook native, Raider Pride. He will get another opportunity elsewhere. Former Michigan State Spartan, Arizona State Sun Devil. He'll be somewhere.
Paul Mawala, the linebacker. Austin Reed, the quarterback. You think they'll try to sneak Austin Reed onto the practice squad?
For what?
I don't know, man. Got to keep some quarterback on the practice squad.
So put Brett Rippon there.
All right, well, we'll see. Which either one, Brett Rippon cut earlier today. Reddy Steward, the defensive back, who had a couple of picks, including a pick six in the preseason.
Very deep secondary.
Does not make the team. Roe Torrence and Corliss Waitman, those are the players who were waived by the Chicago Bears.
Corliss never had a chance. Greatest punter in the history of Western civilization is with the Chicago Bears. Corliss was a placeholder.
Torrey Taylor, by the way, had his international player roster exemption expire, so now he counts on the active list towards the 53-man roster limit. And then the following players have been released, and the difference between being waived and being released, Ant, is?
If you're being released, it is because you are a vested veteran. You can immediately enter free agency, whereas if you're waived, you're not allowed to immediately be an unrestricted free agent. You have to clear waivers before someone can sign you.
Got you. And then these players released. Kari Bleisingame, the fullback, has been released.
Yeah.
With a chance to be brought back. Steven Carlson, the tight end, has been released.
Deep tight end room. He showed up in a situation where someone was going to have to get hurt. The Bears are going to keep those main three tight ends we've known the whole time.
And then we'd heard earlier in the day about Brett Rippon. Released Colin Johnson, the wide receiver. It looked early on in camp like he might have a shot. Instead, he was released. Adrian Colbert, the defensive back, released. Aviante Collins, the offensive lineman. Byron Cowart on the defensive line. Tarvarius Moore, the defensive back, released. And Greg Stroman Jr., another member of that very deep secondary. Stroman played some for this team last year and looked pretty good in the preseason as well.
Looked pretty good in the preseason. Looked pretty good in the time he got, the action he got on the field last year as well. It's just a hard, hard defensive back room to be able to break into. Get your time, get your run, and that's where you start to count numbers and you're looking around just thinking, all right, so if this guy's here, that guy's here, they're all playing well, they're all healthy, they cost this much, they've been invested in that much. And it's hard not to play that numbers game in your mind, but you just got to step out there and do the best that you can. And Greg Stroman, he's got good film, so I'm sure he's going to end up somewhere.
The following players were placed on the reserve injured list designated for return. That's Larry Borum, the offensive lineman. So he has to miss, is it 6 games he has to miss?
Well, Pup is 6 games, and I'm trying to remember if that is the same now with the other. If physically unable to perform is one list,
right.
But then you also have the injured designated for return list, which is a separate form of IR.
We'll get full clarity on that from our guy, Chris Emma, at the top of the hour.
Four games.
Thank you very much. So 4 games Larry Borum has to be out for, and then will be designated for possible return after that. And the defensive lineman, Jacob Martin, also on that list. And then this one, Dante Pettis makes the reserve injured list, so that means he's out for the year.
I mean, what did I miss with with Dante Pettis. Am I forgetting something catastrophic that happened to him at the end of the preseason?
No, I thought he was going to make this team.
Yeah, I mean, well, Shane's been in Greece. He doesn't know, but
Pettis was
like,
thought,
I looked up at Shane.
No, man.
Like,
wait, no.
Shane's not going to be a source of information here.
He had the 2-touchdown game with Tyson Bagent hitting mm-hmm. him for 2. He had a punt return that went backwards, but, you know, he's not noted for big-time skills as a punt returner, but sure hands as a punt returner. No, as of what I had seen even 12, 13 hours ago, I thought Dante Pettis was injury-free and was going to make this roster.
Yeah, that one is certainly curious to me. I don't, because he's another player that, in my opinion, and you know, I'm viewing it somewhat more through the wide receiver lens because that's where Velus Jones had been spending the majority of his young Bears career. But, of yeah. course, the running back position being, you know, fairly deep and formidable also. But those are the two position groups, the two meeting rooms. Are you wondering where does Velus Jones fit into that? But Colin Johnson being, you know, being waived and likely headed to the practice squad. Dante Pettis heading to IR. So those are two players that, at least in my mind, I viewed Velus Jones being in direct competition with for roster spots. And I say, yeah, they've performed at a level that would make more sense to keep them than Jones. But as of right now, neither one of them on the 53 for their own respective reasons.
So, I mean, there are some players who this means have made the first 53-man roster. Josh Blackwell, you know, people like that. You know, Khalil Herbert, there was some thought that maybe he was vulnerable. But
was
others
never going to happen.
Was never vulnerable, yeah. according to a lot. DeAndre Carter looks like will make this team as a punt returner and a reserve wide receiver. But the headline is the name that you brought up. Velus Jones Jr. has made this team. You know, is there a chance that could change between now and Tuesday? You said Tuesday, that first game check mm-hmm. is the one that kind of most yeah. people target. Right. We'll see, and we'll talk about it with Chris Emmon a little bit. But 20 years ago today, Anthony Heron cut by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Sorry.
I've been signed and waived a bunch, been cut and released. And back in my playing days, I was not aware that today was one of those anniversaries. So, yeah, 20 years since the Steelers cut me loose. That's the team I was with for the most brief amount of time. They signed me at the start of training camp, released me at the end of training camp, but that was just a camp body situation in Pittsburgh. So it
and
was
you
brief.
Knew that? You knew that at the time?
Knew that going in, yeah. I mean, I've been in Detroit, Green Bay, and Atlanta before that. So I'd gotten vested by that point that Pittsburgh signed me up. But just the mentality, the mindset was at least different going in there into that situation in Pittsburgh where, you know, I knew they didn't have any loyalty to me. I knew they didn't have any responsibility, any investment in me at that point. And going in there after I'd bounced around the NFL for a while, I'd even yeah. gone to the Arena Football League and come back. But I felt different at that point. Like I mentioned earlier, the first time you get cut is one thing where you haven't been through the ringer yet. When you've been through the ringer, when you've made teams and you've gotten cut by teams and you had other teams sign you and recognize it, yeah, okay, there's other folks out here who recognize I can play the game. I'm auditioning for the entire league, not just for this one team. The first time you cut and you hit waivers and you come back and somebody else says, yeah, we actually think you're really good, then that's a good feeling, and it does it provides a little bit of agency to you the next time you're potentially going to go through that process.
Anthony Heron gave Shane Reardon a research project. We will touch on that in the final hour as we are out of here for Cubs baseball close to 5:00. But next, it's Chris Emma with all of the latest on the roster moves that we just brought you. We'll put all of that into context for you here on the afternoon show on 670 The Score.